now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Well, this week we're going to be looking at the topic, facing family trials. Every family faces trials at some time. It may be the continuing pressures of financial difficulties or the sickness of a child, or a death in the family or the loss of a job, or an accident with the car, or any of a thousand other trials, but every family faces trials. And the way that you face these trials is important. It's important because it will determine the kind of relationship that you have with the Lord, and it's important because it teaches your children how they should face difficulties in their own lives. The Bible teaches that there are many reasons for the trials that come into our lives. And this week, I'm going to look at the reasons for tragedy in life in order to help you learn how to face the problems that result when tragedy strikes. In the first place, trials sometimes comes into our lives when Satan decides for some reason to afflict us. The example of Job makes this clear. Satan accused Job of serving God only for the good that he got out of it. He predicted that Job would turn away from the Lord if God withdrew his hand of protection from him. The Lord accepted the challenge and allowed Satan to buffet Job, and trial after trial came upon him. The loss of family members, the loss of his flocks, the collapse of a house, opposition from his wife, boils, the accusations of his friends. But in all of these, the Bible says, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Luke 13:16 tells about a godly Jewish lady whom Satan had bound low these 18 years. Only after the Lord healed her was she able to straighten her twisted body out and glorify the Lord for his goodness to her. In 2 Corinthians 12:7, the Apostle Paul tells about a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me. Until the day he died, Paul bore this physical infirmity that the devil had placed upon him. The point is this, Satan can place trials in your life as he attempts to turn you away from the Lord. And just as Satan attempted to sift Peter as wheat, so as to lead him away from God's will, so the devil sometimes attempts to shake you, trying to turn you and your family against the Lord. Isn't this what we should expect from the devil? His very name, Satan, means adversary. These examples that we've just looked at show that he can oppose us in many ways, through family, through finances, through friends, and through human failures. And when he opposes us, the pressures sometimes are intense. The fact that Satan can introduce tragedy into your lives makes me think of two things. If Satan opposes you, that's a pretty good indication that you must be doing something right. If you're not living for the Lord, if you're not witnessing or serving God faithfully, Satan will leave you alone. Why should he bother you when he's already got you where he wants you? But if he's worried enough about your accomplishments that he wants to turn you against the Lord, that's a sign that you need to keep on keeping on, redoubling your efforts to serve the Lord. Now is not the time to quit. You're winning the battle, and you need to keep fighting. Also, Satan's opposition requires you to trust the Lord's faithfulness. God will not allow you to be tried to a degree that's more than you're able to bear. He'll sustain you. The very reason that he allows Satan the freedom to test men is that he wants them to trust him. And so you need to keep relying on the Lord for the grace that you need in a time of trial. Rather than turning away from the Lord, you need to turn to the Lord to a greater degree than ever before. In this way, you face family trials successfully. Your own relationship with the Lord grows stronger, and your family receives the kind of example that will help them walk with the Lord.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.